Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai Tefillah series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Keshet Starr, and today we are studying the Tefillot of the Imahot, the prayers of the matriarchs. In so many ways, the blueprint for how we pray comes from the matriarchs. And while each one of the Imahot, Sarah, Rivka or Rebecca, Rachel or Rachel, and Leah, were very different from one another, one thing they all had in common was a close relationship with God, a deep belief in the power of prayer, and also a human and modern struggle, which is infertility. Each one of these women deal with infertility. They handle it in a different way, but in each case, the experience of infertility is really the driving force for building a close relationship with God. Sarah, famously, was barren for many decades before she gives birth to her son Yitzchak, or Isaac. And we also know from Rashi, the preeminent commentator on the Torah, that Sarah was a nevuah. She was a prophetess and had an unusually close relationship and communication with God. One of the most profound moments in Genesis, in Bereshit, is when an angel comes to Sarah and tells her that even after all these years of waiting, she's going to have a child. It's a miraculous message from a miraculous source and really highlights the unique relationship Sarah has with God to find out this information in this way. Rivka, Sarah's daughter-in-law, also experiences infertility, and here too, the pain of infertility is a driving force behind her prayers. The Midrash in Bereshit Rabbah, a commentary on Genesis, tells us that Yitzchak, Isaac, and Rivka prayed opposite each other, that they essentially prayed together in one room, creating a unified effort to plead with God to give them a child and allow them to continue their legacy. This is the first of many prayers that Rivka prays over the course of her life, but it's spurred by the very passionate desire to have a child. In the next generation, we meet Rachel, Rachel, who is one of the most powerful symbols of infertility in the Torah. As Rachel watches her husband, Yaakov, or Jacob, having child after child with his other wives, she begs him, "Give me children or I will die." And the commentaries teach us that what Rachel is saying here is that she wants Yaakov to pray for her, and not to pray casually, but to really storm the heavens, to really passionately advocate to God on her behalf. And we see here that Rachel believes with her whole heart that prayer is what is going to make the difference in her situation. Finally, when it comes to Leah, Rachel's sister, we don't normally think of her as someone who experiences infertility, but in fact she does. She experiences secondary infertility after trying to have her first child. And in Leah's case, what we see very profoundly is that once she is able to have children, again, she uses her children's names as an opportunity to praise and thank God for interceding on her behalf. And she famously names her son Yehuda, which comes from the word hoda'ah, which means gratitude and praise. So what can we learn from this? When each of these remarkable women experiences the struggle and the devastation of infertility, of having something that is so precious to them be completely out of their control, they use that suffering as an opportunity to connect with God in a deep and a powerful way. And what that can teach us is that no matter what our struggles are, our greatest points of pain are also our greatest opportunities for connection, where we can turn to God, pour our hearts out to Him, and truly be vulnerable and open with our Creator. And finally, we know that the prayers of the Imahot still continue to sustain us. Our tradition teaches that when Rachel died, she's buried at the side of the road near the border of Eretz Yisrael, of Israel, so that one day when the Jewish people were exiled from their land, Rachel would cry for them and would beg God to ultimately return them. So here we can see that even in our moments of greatest pain as a nation, it's the prayers of our mothers, the prayers of the matriarchs that sustain us and that ultimately ensure we can return home to our borders and to our Father in heaven. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmat Sarah Ann Lehman, Sarah Bas Yitzchak Mishalom Fish, and Chaya Chana Edel, by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and their families.